This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown. An absolutely picture-perfect day today, making it slightly more pleasant to assess the damage from Tropical Storm Irene, which barreled through the area yesterday. For eastern Massachusetts, power outages remain a major issue. At last check, 500,000 electric customers are still without power, and down power lines remain dangerous. At a post-storm briefing this afternoon at MEMA headquarters in Framingham, Governor Deval Patrick confirmed the only storm-related death in the Bay State.
It was a man in Southbridge who, as I understand it, there were downed wires that came into contact with a railing on his porch, and this morning when he went out and touched the railing, he was electrocuted. And I would just offer this as an example of how important it is that people continue to exercise caution. Because there's so many down limbs, there are still a lot of down wires, and people should treat down wires as if they are live, just in an excess of caution.
The Bay State coastline came away relatively unscathed, although heavy surf pounded beaches along the south coast and Cape Cod. In New Bedford Harbor, fishing boats rode out the storm safely tied up to the city docks. Many pleasure boats did not fare as well.
It was a little scary at times, but I don't know, we just got through it.
Scary, to be sure, but also an opportunity for Conrad Roy Jr. He runs a marine towing and salvage company in New Bedford and has had a busy couple of days. He rode out the storm in a skiff, chasing boats that broke away from their moorings, including one sailboat that slammed into the Route 6 bridge.
That boat has the mast. It's still in the water. It's snapped off, all the mast and rigging is hanging in the water. All the rails are all busted up from it sliding underneath the bridge that only had probably a 6-foot clearance.
Away from the coastline, those power outages and flooding remain problems for many communities, especially in western Massachusetts. For an update on the conditions there, we're joined by Fred Bever, news director of New England Public Radio in Amherst. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Steve.
So, Fred, tell us, first off, road closures. Is it still tough getting around there?
It's spotty as different areas where there's been a tree down and a wire across the road get cleaned up. I-91 northbound was open this morning after having been closed for most of the night.
Now, 91 is the main artery, pretty much going north-south, connects Springfield and Northampton, Greenfield. Is that correct?
From Vermont down to Hartford and New Haven. I-91 south from Greenfield, a long section, it remains closed. There's a bridge across the Deerfield River, which engineers want to be checking for damage before they reopen that.
I understand flooding's been a big problem in that part of the state as well?
It has been a problem. There are several areas were hard hit. Shelburne Falls, some people may be familiar with the Bridge of Flowers, mm-hmm. a famous tourist destination. The Deerfield River came practically up to the walkway there and swept violently through the town and took a bunch of structures out. An entire quilt gallery floated downstream, so that's a total loss. We spoke to several business people whose basements are gone, whose businesses are closed, and it's going to be some time before that community is able to recover.
Mm-hmm. Now, the brunt of the storm obviously hit yesterday into last night, but how have the floodwaters been doing? Have they been receding at all?
Well, in most of the tributaries of the Connecticut River, yes. The Connecticut River itself remains a concern. The National Weather Service is expecting it to crest on Tuesday at about 117 feet. It is of great concern. In the Northampton area, there are about 30 residences which are being evacuated in what's known as the Oxbow, where the river takes a big turn.
There's a lot of farmland in western Massachusetts as well. How has that fared?
The farmers are very concerned. We've had reports of entire swaths of land being swept into the river from Coleraine, Massachusetts, and going down the Connecticut River Valley. One thing that one observer noted, while there has been all this damage, the Connecticut River has been doing this for 10,000 years. That's one reason why the land here is so fertile.
One thing that eastern Massachusetts and western Massachusetts has in common today is a lot of power outages. I know you've got a lot of them out there. Can most residents of that part of the state expect power to be back anytime soon?
Western Massachusetts Electric Company reported at the peak something around 32,000 total customers without power. They expect most of that to be taken care of by this evening, with pockets in various places that will be harder to get to.
Fred, thanks again.
You're welcome.
Fred Bever is the news director of New England Public Radio in western Massachusetts.